to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Right after Wisconsin, Governor Walker, who withheld the pushback convincingly, the recall effort, said if he had any advice for Governor Romney, it would be to be bold. Now, that's something you said during the campaign. That's what you essentially said he's okay, but he's a conventional politician. Does Governor Romney need to be more bold?
Oh, I think he's being plenty bold. You just saw that in the Obama ad. Governor Romney is saying quite clearly something almost the exact opposite of Barack Obama, President Obama. Obama is saying bigger government, more Washington-centered behavior. Governor Romney is saying smaller government, more private sector-centered behavior. That's going to be a big choice. It's going to affect Senate races, House races, the entire national dialogue. And I think that's healthy. That's what a good campaign should be about.
There's CNN's John King talking to Newt Gingrich about Mitt Romney and the state of his campaign. So, would you believe the presidential race is number one? I'm Doug Steffen. Let's listen to Don Giordano on his radio program talking to Mitt Romney about his reaction to President Obama's comments last week that the private sector was doing just fine.
Boy, this had to just drop in your lap. I don't know, were you, I hope you weren't eating anything last week and you had one of those moments when you heard the president say the private sector economy is fine.
It was a jaw dropper. I've got to be honest with you, and it's not like it was just one line that he may have messed up. I mean, he went on to say, "Look, what we have to do is instead we got to find a way to get more money to hire more government workers." His answer was, "Look, private sector's fine. Government workers are the places we've seen reductions, so we got to get money out to hire more government people." And you just had to say, "How in the world can he be so extraordinarily out of touch?" I mean, you have 23 million Americans that are out of work or stopped looking for work or seriously underemployed. And the president thinks the private sector is doing fine. I mean, the economy grew at less than 2% in the first quarter. And, of course, we saw yesterday that the net worth of the average American family dropped by 40% over the last 3 years. I mean, this is a nation that's in crisis. And I'm afraid to solve a crisis, you have to admit there is one. And there is a crisis in this country.
Without a doubt. Governor, the accusation now, the other side spin to you, when you reacted to this, as most of us did in talk radio and the average American, is that you don't seem to think we need more cops and firefighters. That's what they're accusing you of.
As you understand, of course, the hiring of police and fire and teachers is all done by the state and local level. That's not a federal responsibility. The federal government doesn't pay for those resources. And how many police and fire and teachers we have is a decision made city by city, state by state. And it would be a very strange thing if we now decide that the federal government is responsible for hiring school teachers and firemen and policemen. I don't imagine the president's planning on making that kind of a recommendation, but maybe he is, which would be quite a shift in the way the Constitution works.
Governor, tonight the president, of course, is here in Philadelphia for a fundraiser. Obamacare, before the Supreme Court, probably comes down on June 28th, I'm guesstimating. Yet you're seeing a lot of articles, I'm sure you've seen this, they're saying that whatever the Supreme Court rules, that the tentacles of Obamacare are already in the system. What would a President Mitt Romney do to pull those all out?
Well, first of all, let me just underscore another statement the president made, which shows just how out of touch he is. He was asked yesterday about a small business that said that Obamacare was making it harder for them. Mm-hmm. And he said he was unaware of the idea that Obamacare affects small businesses. Well, actually, the Chamber of Commerce did a survey of 1,500 businesses and found that three-quarters of them said they're less likely to hire because of Obamacare. So we got a president really out of touch. What I would do day one is I would grant a waiver from Obamacare to all 50 states. And that's going to stop it in its tracks in some cases. Then we've got to go on to actually repeal it, depending upon what the Supreme Court does, and then replace it. And we do need to replace it. There are things that need to be done to make our health care insurance system work better. I happen to think that individuals ought to be able to buy insurance if they want to mm-hmm. on their own on the same tax advantage basis that companies are able to buy insurance today. And so I'd level the playing field a bit, if you will, between individuals and companies buying insurance and let people buy insurance across state lines. Let them join in associations to get purchasing power. I think we can get health care to act more like a consumer market and less like a government-regulated utility.
Up next, more from the campaign trail, so stick around to the countdown.
Hey, this is your musician father speaking. Father's Day is almost here, and I'm publicly asking my family for a favor. This year, please buy Father's Day gifts at Guitar Center. There's a huge sale now through Sunday, so you can score gifts at ridiculous prices. Like instrument and mic cables, $2 for $10. AKG stereo headphones or Fender pedal tuners, just $29. Plus new everyday low prices on strings, sticks, and heads. So please go to Guitar Center before the sale ends on Sunday. Because musician dads are not like regular dads.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail. Women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with CentOS uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Erica doesn't know what to get her tech-savvy husband for Father's Day, so I called her.
Hello, this is Erica.
Hey, this is Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hi, how are you?
So what kind of phone does your husband have?
A little flip phone.
Does it embarrass you?
Of course it does.
So did you know that Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some great plans?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Walmart's got the Samsung Galaxy S2 Skyrocket from AT&T and the Samsung Galaxy S Blaze from T-Mobile. Both are amazing.
Wow.
Would this make up for all the bad ties?
Definitely.
Now see for yourself how the Walmart wireless center.
Participants were compensated for their time.
Talk radio in review, the hot hits and news talk radio, the issue-oriented talk radio programs. Presidential race is what we're on to, and Brett Baier from Fox here talks to Karl Rove from the Republican side and Joe Trippi from the Democratic side about which states they think are up for grabs.
Let's start out west, Carl, and what you've seen in the critical states out there.
Well, in the last since we last visited this 2 weeks ago, two western states, Arizona and Colorado, have moved in Romney's direction. Arizona's moved from toss-up to lean Romney, and Colorado's gone from lean Obama to toss-up. And we've seen some other changes elsewhere that might indicate that there's a little bit of movement in the southwest into the Romney, towards Romney.
Joe, what about your view of the west, those states?
Well, one of the things that happens when you look at a 30-day average of polls is you've got some old stuff in there that's keeping these states even closer than they really are. I really don't think Arizona is really should be in the TASA or in the lean category right now. And I also think Oregon in the west is a state that is a little tighter than I'd suspect, and actually be more of a toss-up than Arizona is. So as we see more polling come in, this map's probably going to change a little bit, become a little redder for Romney in Arizona.
So Arizona currently stands at +6% for Romney. You expect that to increase. And then Oregon is 4% for President Obama, but you say that possibly would tighten.
Well, I think that's when you're only up by 4 if you're President Obama in a state like Oregon, that says they're likely to have to start putting some money in
there
and start to short up. Doesn't mean he's going to lose it, but it does mean they got to go in there, I think.
Yeah. Remember, Oregon was a battleground state in 2000. I mean, it was won by Al Gore by about 5,000 votes. So it has been a battleground, could be a battleground again. I agree with Joe, though, and to show Joe's point, we have three polls in Arizona in recent months that allow us to come up with this average. The earliest one has Romney up by 2. The last two have him up by 9 and 7. Let's so I think
to,
he's right.
Let's go to the Midwest here and what you're seeing there about the changes in the Midwest.
Well, again, we have three states that have changed. Two states towards Romney. Ohio went from lean Obama to toss-up in this latest map. And Iowa went from a solid Obama to lean Obama. One state went in the opposite direction, Wisconsin, which went from lean, which went from toss-up to lean Obama. And again, apropos of Joe's comment about polls, Iowa, I think Joe and I both agree, Iowa is closer than it probably looks. First of all, there are only two polls.
Currently, it's at 5% for President Obama.
Right. The first poll we have has, which is some time ago, has Obama up by 10. And today, the latest poll has it dead even. And let me tell you, this state is getting more money spent per capita by the Obama campaign on television ads than any other of the battleground states.
Joe?
I agree. It's not 10. It's not even. But it's probably closer than that than what
in Iowa.
Right, in Iowa.
And
right
what
now.
About Wisconsin, Joe? It's moving towards Obama even after the what we saw in the recall election?
Well, we saw. I know the exit poll. There are questions about it, but we saw in the exit poll a lot of people that day thought gave Obama the lead, and we've seen just saw a new poll come out there that shows Obama leading. I've never thought that Wisconsin was going to end up being an actual swing state. I know Carl and I disagree with about this. He thinks it's in play. We'll see, but the early indications are Obama still has a lead there.
Well, this is the second quandary about these polls, because the polls show, I agree with him, there is a 7-point in the exit polls, a 7-point margin for Obama. But Obama is under 50% in a state where, Romney's not had much of an effort, and it's the campaign, I think, has a long way to go there. I think it is going to be a battleground state, but I'd have to give the edge today to Obama, but I'd have to say he's running for a guy who won a state by 414,000 votes and 14 points. To be up by an average of 4 is not a good sign.
Talkos Linda Lopez and Wayne Cabot talk about both candidates battling over the economy and who the polls suggest is starting to climb out on top.
Part of the president's recent reelection campaign has been to take aim at Mitt Romney's record on jobs in his time at private equity firm Bain Capital.
It is a strategy that has come under fire from several Democrats, including Newark Mayor Cory Booker on Meet the Press.
This kind of stuff is nauseating to me on both sides. It's nauseating to the American public. Enough is enough.
And by President Clinton talking about Romney on CNN.
There's no question that in terms of getting up and going to the office and, basically performing the essential functions of the office, a man who's been governor and had a sterling business career crosses the qualification threshold.
But Doug Usher, managing director at Purple Strategies, says their latest poll tells a different story.
Looking across the purple states, that is the blue and red states that are going to decide the election, people sided with President Obama's argument on private equity by a 47 to 38 margin. And it's just as resonant among independents as it is among the voters in the purple states as a whole.
And in four crucial states,
the argument is extremely strong in Ohio. By a 16-point margin, 49 to 33, they side with the idea that private equity hurts workers as opposed to helping the economy. In Florida, it's also a strong argument at 47-40. But what we also found was that in Virginia and Colorado, two states that by national standards are growing at a fast clip and have decent job growth over the last couple of years, you actually see a more mixed result, and it's about even between the two arguments.
Another key finding of the June purple poll, lots of Americans would like a break from the campaign.
By 61 to 32%, voters said they'd rather not hear from the campaigns for the next couple of months, that they'd rather enjoy their summers and let the campaigns do the same thing, and then actually have a real debate starting in September. So I think one thing that's coming through loud and clear is that voters are a little bit tired of this endless campaign.
Hi, speaking of the economy, up next, a new study from the Fed, which says most of us have experienced a significant wealth drop. That's coming up next on The Countdown.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Amazon includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The economy's bad and it's affected most of us negatively. Duh. Here's host Bill Handel talking about the president. Fed says most Americans have lost 40% of their net worth. So what say you? We'll listen to Handel.
On Friday, the president at a podium in the West Wing said one of the more idiotic things that he has uttered as president, and he said the private sector is doing fine. Well, he has immediately backtracked, and he said that it's absolutely clear the economy is not doing fine, just the private sector. You know, you can argue which way, but the takeaway from that is the president, as Romney said, pretty out of touch. And here is a statistic that if he had seen this, he would never have said that, and that is Americans' wealth, the basic American worth, net worth of families, was $126,400 in 2007. 3 years later, it drops to $77,000. It drops 40%. That is a stunning, breathtaking statistic that put it all in perspective for me, because you can parse stats any way you want. I don't know how you parse this one. I really don't. The median net worth of families plunged by 39% in just 3 years. Now, you can say a lot of it has to do with real estate. Maybe the vast majority has to do with real estate. And a lot of it also has to do with the fact that people are not getting raises, and a lot of people are upside down in their homes, which means that any value they had in their homes is instantly gone. And it may not be net worth outside of real estate, this 39%, but it all, boy, just the stat points out to, number one, there was a bubble. It was probably a house of cards, and now it is down to realistic levels. So when you saw a net worth that was insanely high relative to reality, okay, I can see that this is nearly as bad as it's painted out to be.
Now let's get to what you have to say. Talk radio callers and the Fed's report on your 40% wealth drop.
Over the last 10 years since we invaded Iraq and Afghanistan, I mean, in 2001, the economy wasn't even that bad, even when President Bush took office. I'm not blaming him or anything, but those wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and now, you know, all this, we don't invest in our country no more. The value of the dollar has dropped. I mean, they're saying gas prices are down. They're 380, and that's down. You know, we have sanctions against Iran.
We actually make $20,000 a year, a family of four, and it's really hard to get, you know, to live day by day. I have multiple sclerosis, and I pay for my own medication. When I go to the market, we don't get enough food for the week, so we buy, like, the cheapest cuts of meat, and it's really hard to even chew it. It's just been really tough. But I am a proud Ron Paul supporter, and people try to push me, like, to go on Medicaid to help pay for my medicine, and I refuse to go on and burden the taxpayers. You know, this is my life. I have to take care of myself.
The reason why I call, I'll never forget a few years ago when this happened. Ben Stein made a comment, and I'm going to paraphrase it. He said it was an insider financial rape. Now, if you take a look, for example, in the late 80s, when we had the savings and loan crisis, there were some people that were prosecuted there. Now, this was much larger, much larger. But except for Bernie Madoff, you haven't seen any prosecutions at all, because these are the people, the mega, mega wealthy, who took even more. They control the process.
800-510-8255. Your call is about, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? Apparently not. Talk about it some more in the Countdown Show's next half hour.
Allergy season is in full swing in many parts of the nation as spring sprung much earlier than usual. However, pollen may not be the only culprit behind watery eyes and sneezing fits. Few people know that cockroaches can trigger allergies and cause asthma in children. The National Pest Management Association warns that cockroach allergens in homes are the result of cockroach saliva and droppings and the decomposing bodies of these pests. Allergic reactions vary from skin rashes to congestion to asthma attacks. Since children are more sensitive to asthma attacks, and asthma is one of the leading causes of school absenteeism, it's especially important to keep homes free of cockroaches. The National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences reports that 1 in 5 children in the United States has severe sensitivities to cockroach allergens, while the AAFA, the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America, has found that 78% to 98% of urban homes have cockroach problems. To learn more about cockroaches and pest management, or to find a local pest professional, visit www.pestworld.org.
Get 50% off any Domino's pizza at menu price when you order online. It's a deal so good, even internet scammers don't believe it.
Hello, I am Isaac, internet scammer extraordinaire. When I heard you couldn't get 50% off any Domino's pizza online, I thought, impossible. So I ordered at Domino's.com. Amazingly, Domino's only charged me 50% of the price. Ha!
Now through June 17th, go to Domino's.com and enter code 50OFF to get 50% off any pizza at menu price. Domino's. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only, limited time offer, prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
According to Mayan prophecy, 2012 will be the last Father's Day ever because the world is actually ending in what looks like a fiery zombie alien apocalypse. Heads up! So let's make this Father's Day ultra cool. Give Ice Blue Aqua Velva aftershave.
Happy Father's Day, Dad! Whoa!
Thanks, son. Refreshing.
A Father's Day favorite for generations, Aqua Velva cools, firms, and tones.
Look out! Aliens! Zombies!
Stay cool, Dad!
Aqua Velva. Men get it.
Aqua Velva. The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
OnlyBatteries.com is where to turn for all your battery needs. In stock, fresh, guaranteed. Fast shipping, non-rechargeable batteries, rechargeable batteries, battery chargers, custom battery packs, all brand names. For all the batteries you use at home, the office, the cottage, and the car. OnlyBatteries.com. Get 25% off using coupon code 7500. Call right now, 1-800-660-7705. Or visit OnlyBatteries.com. OnlyBatteries.com. That's OnlyBatteries.com.
Yes, the Talk Radio Countdown Show back on the air. It's Wednesday, and we welcome you, we, the producers, directors, writers, everybody is working together to put all of this information into an understandable form, the conversation about your values. And I guess there are different kinds of values, but right now the focus is on what you actually are worth, your house, what you have in the bank. And this is a very instructive conversation. I guess it's destructive in a certain sense because, in essence, we are, generally speaking, really not anywhere near as well off now as we were 4 years ago. And I guess there are a lot of different factors here. Why do you think the reality is what it is? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Michael in Florida, struggling all his life. And so why is now any different, I guess the question would be.
I just wanted to state that I've been in poverty all of my life. I was born into poverty, born into debt. I just don't understand how this political system and the people that has so much pride in America can just sit around and let these things happen, which has been happening for centuries now, yet although it's now hitting more suburban neighborhoods and middle-class people, it's now becoming an issue.
Okay, so let's examine what Michael has just suggested, the fact that his life started poor. There are a lot of people who have had that reality and have moved on into better things, and some people have stayed there. Is it a matter of the human psyche? Is it a matter of what your drive is? Is it just the way the cards are dealt? Maybe any number of those things. 800-510-8255. But is it up to me and you to bring Michael to a different place or a better place? Again, philosophical. Neil is in Michigan, which is not a great place to be at the moment economically.
So I'd like to just comment about your figure at 39%. I imagine there's a lot of people at that, but we just moved back from Las Vegas area, North Las Vegas. We lived there like 5 years, and we bought a home there, and it was $235,000. It sold for $99,000, so I think that's, you know, roughly 65%. like a big cut out of our wealth. You know, we've got to move back here to Michigan. We just we might buy another one someday here, hopefully. But right now, we just moved into what I call a trailer, but a double wide trailer in a community. It's not bad, but it's not like having your own home.
So, Las Vegas, one of the places that was fastest on the way up and quickest on the way down. You notice that, those of you who live in that area, 800-510-8255. When you look at the situation that's there, is it worse in Michigan than it is in Las Vegas? In terms of what the industry is in Las Vegas, it's entertainment. In Michigan, it's building cars for the most part. Where is there more at the moment? There's more promise in building cars. But understanding that the number here, again, the reference is to about 40%. You're worth about 40% now on average than you were 4 years ago. Are the banks? What else is worth? You're individually, are most corporations worth less than that? And I'm not trying to stir the pot because I don't like the idea of this pitting people versus employers. But there are most of the employers that I know. I'm an employer. I'm easily 40% off. My number is actually probably worse than that. And so under the circumstances, it doesn't make any difference where you are, unless you are sort of insulated, isolated, and protected, the people who have ongoing wealth, probably not affected. Does that mean we ought to go after them? Those rich people, let's go get their money. Here's Doug in Bedford, Virginia, on the countdown. Go ahead, bud.
Buddy, that last caller struck me with the nerve because of some reason. When we was kids, my mom used to go and make me go and wear my sister's tennis shoes that was about three sizes too big, and she put toilet paper in the end of it. And all the way through my life, and then when I turned 15, we moved to Maryland, and she left me in Maryland, just packed up and left me in Maryland. To me, for people like that, today I own my own business. I don't want to say that I'm mega successful like what these multimillionaires and everything else is, but being poor is a mindset. Robert Shuler had a book that he wrote, and he asked this tattoo guy that was in China who would put born to lose on his shoulder, and the little Chinese guy said born to lose in the mind before born to lose on the body. And my mindset today is born to be poor in the mind before born to be all poor in the body. Today I look for employees. And I can't even find nobody wants to work. So I have to work 100, 115 hours a week to make my business, to do what my business needs to go. And so it really irks the living hell out of me when people like this last guy says, oh, I was born poor and I was always poor and the government needs to do this or whatever the case may be. And the guys that the last, your guy that received the call, Doug, said, well, there's people that lost money in the, you know, today. Well, that's great, but because of some reason, if they lost money, then they need to go out and do whatever jobs and pick up whatever they need to do to be able to make that money back. And if somebody doesn't understand that, then it really just pisses me off. But
all right. Yep, I hear you loud and clear, and I think probably I agree. Doug agrees with Doug on much of that. 800-510-8255. Here's Sharon listening in Iowa to the countdown.
My husband was a manager of a grocery store, and he got multiple sclerosis and then are basically on our own now. And anyway, my health insurance has gone sky high because we used to get through the store for $35 a month. But he's been, he's had MS, he had to quit in 95. So that means our income has not changed at all. But my insurance is sky high. Our taxes are going up. Basically, we're a standstill. We haven't had, Medicare, or Social Security hasn't gone up for 3 years. Now there's an election year. Now it's gone up. You know, we got a pay raise. But we was planning on him making, he was making $100,000 and some. Well, with this MS now. So you never know when a medical situation is going to come up. So it's the health insurance. I hope they get this mandated so everybody pools in and helps me out because I'm doing $540 a month and I'm only 62 years old and he's going to be 62 in August. and we're living on the same income from 1995.
800-510-8255. Now, there's quite a story. I'm looking at some of the other headlines today, the so-called news media, with one murder after another, protesters in Russia, Sandusky trial, et cetera, et cetera. I don't see any stories following up on this item, which to me is the most important item to you as an individual. Where are you? And a lot of people, you know, certainly wealth or money isn't the predicator of whether we're happy or not. But under the circumstances, these realities have not been discussed well by the news media at all, I don't think. Now, before, it just isn't something, for whatever the reason, that most of those, I don't know if this is analysis versus an actual report, but this is a big story. This is the story and ought to be the story of the election. Agree or not? 800-510-8255. Let's ask Rebecca, who's in Rapid City, South Dakota, what she thinks of my last statement. Go ahead, Rebecca. You're on the Countdown Live.
Unfortunately, I didn't hear your last statement, but I was calling about the fact that the people that call and say that they can't find workers to work and everything. Mm-hmm. I work in South Dakota, and we can't find people to work because you don't pay a working wage.
So what do people do? What does it mean, a working wage? You just don't do anything?
You can't live on $7.50
so,
an hour.
So how do you live then if you don't go to work for $7.50? I don't disagree with you. I just want to know where do you get money to pay your bills?
They go and live off the government. They live on welfare, and they live on food stamps.
Let me ask you this. If, in fact, the government mandated that workers be paid, let's say, $10 an hour minimum, would there be fewer people sucking off the government teat, as it were?
I think there might be a few less, but I make 11 something.
So how would it be if some ingenious person in Washington really was figuring things out, if there was a tax credit, supposedly where if you're expensed, if in fact you have 8 employees, that's a deduction from your company at the end of the year for tax purposes. So this is an expense. So the people who say, there are a lot of businesses that say, the employers say, if I have to pay $10 or X number of dollars an hour, I'll hire one less person. It seems to me it's a rock and roll. It's a pitch. It's an up and a down. It's a yin and a yang. And that's where creativity comes in, it seems to me. Where do we find the right number? And how do we get people to be able to afford the right number so that fewer people are on the street collecting and more people are working? Because you hear the story all the time. I can't find somebody to work. I have that problem on my farm all the time.
Yep.
And I'm paying more than either of the two numbers that we're talking about to people.
Yeah, I wrote.
It's a mindset, isn't it? A mindset. The first guy who called, who said, "I was born poor, I stayed poor. That's my lot in life." Is that not everybody agrees with that? Poor? Do they?
The definition of poor. You know, most people would say that I'm poor, but I'm pretty happy. You know, there's not much I need in my life
now. That's the thing. What does it mean to be poor? Is it all about money? What does it mean to be lucky? What does it mean to be satisfied? What is it? All of these numbers. What does success mean? That's an important word to a lot of people. Is it all about money?
True.
Yeah. If it's all about money, you're never going to be successful or happy because it isn't all about money. It helps.
I think a lot of my big thing is I would just like to have money in the bank.
Yeah.
You know, if something were to happen or, you know, something were to go wrong in my life and everything, that I could be able to pay for what I needed to.
These days, we
don't have that.
Yeah, we don't. You're right. And wouldn't it be great? Thank you for expressing yourself well. 800-510-8255. The value of your assets. In general, the study suggests it's 39, 40, 41% less than it was 4 years ago. So what do you make of all of that? The sign of the times, 14 before the hour, on the Countdown.
According to Mayan prophecy, 2012 will be the last Father's Day ever because the world is actually ending in what looks like a fiery zombie alien apocalypse. Heads up! So let's make this Father's Day ultra cool. Give Ice Blue Aquavelva aftershave.
Happy Father's Day, Dad! Whoa!
Thanks, son. Refreshing.
A Father's Day favorite for generations, Aqua Velva cools, firms, and tones.
Look out! Aliens! Zombies!
Stay cool, Dad!
Aqua Velva. Men get it.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Leo G. Ruffing, 7th Infantry Division, U.S. Army.
When I started to leave Chuncheon, I got on a train, and this great big corporal got on the train, and he looked around, and there were plenty of empty seats. I don't know why he chose to come and sit down beside me. And he put out his hand. He said, "I'm Pete," you know, a big, boisterous guy. And then we both went to Indian Town Gap. And I got discharged on 13th of December. And I thought, I'll never see him again, you know. A couple of weeks later, my brother Jim and my youngest sister, who had just graduated into high school, we were walking down the street in Pittsburgh, and we run across Pete. And we chatted for a while, and we invited him home for supper. And he never left. 18 months later, he and my sister married. So some good stuff come out of Korea.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money GEICO saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then, I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. Well, there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
800-510-8255 on the countdown. The subject matter here is your wealth, your value, what your assets are. We have people who talk about Kim Kardashian buying a Lamborghini for Kanye West, a $750,000 birthday present, and wonder, why can't I have some of that? Why don't you go create your own? You want to take it away from Kim Kardashian? As ridiculous or silly as that seems on the surface, and it is, it's the pitting of the rich and the poor instead of people trying to go out and find ways to create. 800-510-8255. Here's William in Arizona.
I'm retired Navy from Tucson, Arizona. My income has stayed steady. Same rate as 1997. You know, that's about it. That's what I'm stuck at. My wages have not gone up much. It's a good thing I'm retired Navy, otherwise I would have lost my house. My taxes have gone up dramatically, even though the value of my house has gone down. It's very strange here in Pima County. I would just tell everybody that, you know, stick with your dreams, but stick within your means, and stay away from those credit cards, because they killed me.
Yeah, credit cards are a dangerous item, that's for sure. 800-510-8255. Okay, so we'll take a respite here for a moment or two. A word from your local station, and then more of your calls on the value in your wealth. You have wealth.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The essence of the issue, the question, is are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? And by a landslide, you would say, even if it isn't 40% of you are worth less, it's that the average American is worth 40%, 39% less than he or she was worth 4 years ago. And how do you feel about that? That's basically the question. Joseph, listening in New York State.
So I wanted to talk about the actual entitlements that are given out. The right side seems to not want the entitlements, yet the right side makes the money on the entitlements. Government fat is given out, and they seem to suck it up. Now, you know, I don't see my... You know, I have no party. I'm an independent. I believe in some Republican ideals. I believe in some Democratic ideals. However, you know, people don't know when you have an entitlement. Take student loans, for example. As soon as student loans were given out from the government, the private sector colleges raised their tuitions. And time again, people like myself, you know, I'm lucky too. I was a Marine and I'm covered by the VA and have health insurance. I also have Medicare and I also have Medicaid. I also collect, a nominal sum of food stamps also. However, every time that, you know, they want to cut these things, it not only hurts, the people like myself, it hurts, you know, the people making money on that. Now, if we did away with entitlement, I believe it would help out a lot more and lower taxes for people, and a safety net would be a better safety net. Now, now that Bush was in office, I now pay $134 a month out of my meager $924 that I get per month for my Medicaid. My Medicare is taken care of by New York State, which is thankful, but still, out of $924, I have to find a way to live. And also, I have twin boys that I have to find a way to live. However, you know, if you look at my grandparents that can't afford to pay for their medication, my parents paid for it for them. And if they found out that my parents were paying for their medication, they would take money out of my grandparents' hands.
Yeah, great system, huh? 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, on the other end, more than 7 out of 10 U.S. teenagers don't have a job this summer. Why is that? Gant is calling from Ocala, Florida to the Countdown. Go ahead, please, sir.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say that one of the questions I think is not being asked about some of these people that are calling in and saying that they would like to earn a little bit more. Of course, I would like to earn a little bit more as well, but what I have found in my own personal experience is that I asked a question several months ago, am I actually living within my means? And when I took a hard look at where my expenses were going, I found out that, you know, I was making a little bit more than I thought I was in terms of being able to handle the cost of living. And once I started trimming that back and what I was spending in unnecessary places, I've been able to pay things off and get things paid down. And I would actually say that my wealth has gone up just from that one simple thing.
All right. That's a great story to hear, sir. Thank you. Chris in Laurel, Mississippi, what's your story?
My wealth probably is not the same as it was 4 years ago, but it doesn't change one bit about me. And I think that's one of the biggest things that I see happens to a lot of people. They have a poverty mentality, mm-hmm. and they have two or three televisions in their house, a microwave oven, and they still consider themselves poor. And I think one of the things that's sorely missing is an understanding of what real poverty is on a global scale, because if anybody ever actually left this country and went to a true poor country, they would have a greater appreciation for what they have and stop seeing themselves from a poverty mentality.
You know, that is such an intelligent, as you said that, I was bringing myself over to Nairobi, Kenya, and Addis Ababa, where hundreds of thousands of people live in squalor. The way they cool off is to stand in the streets for their feet to be cooled off by the urine flowing down the street. They eat once a day porridge. I mean, this is, you're right. People don't get what it is here. We just know because we set the bar at a different place, Chris. And that's, you know, the reality is we're all pretty well off here, or certainly better off, but we don't like it because we were used to having things even better than they were economically. Great food for thought here. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour. Intro.